Well, thank you for your desire and to be a perpetual student, because there's a, in my observation, there's a significant amount of professional arrogance in many physicians who, I guess, combined with also a reluctance to buck the standard of care, that prevents them from learning from their mistakes and really, you know, the challenge is to make that transition. But you obviously are open.
It's tough. I mean, we physicians are probably the absolute worst about becoming fossilized in our beliefs. And to some extent, you know, I don't want to castigate physicians for it. I'm one of them. It's because we do a scary job. I mean, if we mess up, people die. Mm-hmm. And also,
especially in your job as an emergency room physician, that's probably one of the few legitimate uses of the traditional medical model, from my view.
Yeah, and you know, to some extent, emergency physicians and all physicians, not only are you held accountable for the stuff that you do that and a patient can die, you can do the very best that you think needs to be done for a patient, and because of their noncompliance, they can end up dying, yet you're still held liable. Secondly, there are huge forces at work within medicine to establish standards of care, which then become medical legal standards of care. Right now, Medicare will punish you financially if you don't follow their core practices. If someone is admitted with chest pain for ruling out angina, and they are found to have coronary artery disease, it is the medical legal standard of care that they get discharged on a statin, even though the vast, vast majority of the medical literature says it does nothing. If anything, it's probably harmful. But there's been established through the third-party payer system that this is a standard of good practice. And if you discharge someone and because of your understanding of the literature, you personally did not put them on a statin, number one, they're not going to pay you. And number two, if the person has a bad outcome 6 months later, their attorney can say, why didn't you put this person on a statin? And if it's established as a standard of care, you're in a very precarious position. So a lot of what drives physician behavior is not based in science. It's based in the legalities of medicine and the fear it generates.
Yes, thank you for explaining that so eloquently, because that is a big challenge, and many people fail to appreciate it. They just think that the large number of physicians are just have bought this theory hook, line, sinker, when in actuality there's a significant percentage, and perhaps even the majority, who don't accept it and really are forced to do it because of the items you just mentioned.
Yeah, let me tell you this. I won't even mention this specialty because someone could back engineer it, but when we dictate our charts now, a lot of voice recognition systems are being used. And for a complicated word, you can train the system to use a substitute word when you're doing your dictation. You know, for instance, thrombophlebitis can be, you know, changed into dog. So you just have to dictate dog and it will transcribe thrombophlebitis. Well, this physician who, you know, as a part and parcel of his practice has to prescribe statins to his patient, when he dictates, you know, Lipitor, Zocor, whatever statin he's going to use, he's substituting his word recognition software the term Satan's asshole. So there are plenty of physicians that don't believe in this paradigm but are forced to use it. And I would advise your listeners that I think the only way for a primary care physician to really practice good state-of-the-art medicine now is to actually completely opt out of third-party payer systems, particularly the governmental systems of Medicare and Medicaid, and create a practice where he just directly bills his patients without accepting any third-party payment, and allowing the patient to then file with their own insurance on their own. That will give them the intellectual freedom to practice in the way that they wish to practice.